are my closest confidants. These are my friends. This is my inner circle. We are the inner circle, baby.
You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Simmons & Moore Podcast is brought to you by the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Go to innercirclepn.com to preview all the greatest and latest episodes from our show and every other show on the network, which includes Shit Happens When You Party Naked, The Plunge, Failing Hollywood, Hood Diner, Untrained Eye, Angry Dad, and Creatures of the Night. And don't forget to go to innercirclepn.com, like and subscribe to all the shows on the network. Circles up.
This episode of the Simmons & Moore Podcast is sponsored by the Jiu-Jitsu Soap Company. Go to JITZSOAP on all social media platforms or thejiujitsusoapco.com right now. Use the code word SAMPC to get 15% off of each and every one of your purchases. What the Jiu-Jitsu Soap is an antimicrobial pro titty soap. Pro titty means that if you have areolas, you got nipples, you got titties, you got side meat, back meat, bottom meat, you got that bottom titty meat, you got to keep it clean. There's microbes in there. And what you need to do is stop being a stinky bitch. Go to JITZSOAP on all social media platforms or thejiujitsusoapco.com right now. Use code word SAMPC and clean up your motherfucking act for those who roll and for those who don't. But if you got rolls, clean in between those rolls. That joke was for you, Bob.
Thanks.
Go to Jitsu.
Adam vs. Bobby is sponsored by Official Clothing. Rooted in hip-hop, Official is a streetwear brand creating high-quality t-shirts, hats, and jewelry at an affordable price. Featuring recreations of classic hip-hop and sports logos, as well as original designs, there's something at Official for everyone's taste. Check out official.com, that's OHFISHL, and use code word SAMPC and save 25% off your order of beautiful handcrafted t-shirts, hats, and jewelry. Go to official.com right now and use code word SAMPC for 25% off. Official, live by your own rules.
And now, an uninterrupted episode of the Simmons &
Moore Podcast. Am I allowed to talk over you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, you are.
Okay.
An uninterrupted episode of Adam versus Bobby.
Thank you.
Where we're both allowed to talk.
Thank you. Thank you. That's more like it. Thank you.
Three different fucking.
Oh, really?
Different things, yeah.
There's that's no awesome. Shade. The thing settings. Is, there's no shading in
not
it. Yet.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's just
not you, yet. No, I know yet, but I'm yeah. saying like.
That's awesome.
I thought that like, all right, with 9 hours, it would be tracing plus some shading. Obviously, no color. Yet, right? But
yeah.
So next is going to well, be.
I have like a little spot back here. Sorry, I'm going to add something there.
Oh, you're going to
fill it in a little. All
right, so it's going to be an extension of right. what you have right there.
Pause.
The 27-time tag team champions and the second best podcast on earth.
Adam Simmons, not for nothing. Your boy's got some genitals.
Robert Moore. I'm like borderline, at least 25% always high.
The Simmons & Moore podcast.
Simmons & Moore. I fucking nigga.
Firebeat.
Hashtag SamPC.
Yeah, Sam Bobby PC. Light is back. Let's us
do this. The Simmons & Moore podcast.
Bobby Light is
hashtag
back.
SamPC. You know what the fuck is 27 rings, bro?
The Simmons & Moore podcast, motherfuckers, only on the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Showtime!
Just Blaze.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Killer. All the girls see the. Look at his kicks. Look at his car.
Hey, yo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Yo.
We're back.
Yo, when you hear songs like this, it just makes you, don't it? Oh, maybe it's just me. It makes me feel like I'm from around, like I'm from the East Coast. Like when you, I just feel like.
Yeah, it resonates with
no
you. Yeah.
Southern, no West Coast, no Mid. It just this yeah. feels super East Coast yeah. when you hear songs like yeah. that.
I agree.
Shouts to Killer, shouts to It Is What It Is, and shouts to The Dip.
Robert Lightbulb.
Here. Harlem.
Bobby.
Harlem. Harlem.
Harlem.
Harlem. Adam was good.
Not a whole lot. Well, a whole lot, actually. I'm chilling. I'm a villain, you know. I'm, you know, putting liquids places. I'm living my best American life.
Be careful where you put your liquids.
Man, take it easy.
Take it easy.
I spent enough time with a fucking toddler this weekend.
Yeah, man, I just told you yesterday. Be careful.
Yeah.
Oh, but shake my hand. Salute you. Thank you. Thank you, by the way.
Stop, relax.
Thank you.
Don't even worry about it. We were locked up in a digital internment camp and our robot overlords, they were hating on Bobby because he's black.
Hating on me?
Yeah.
I'm black?
Well, they weren't hating on him because he's black.
I mean, yeah, you're right. Because he's not. I mean, you're not. You got black traces all on your back, though.
It's true.
Can we get back into that for a second?
Sure.
Okay. Now, Adam, you paused me, and rightfully so. Is there a head to that thing?
I mean, what?
Yes.
There is. Yeah. I didn't see. I mean, because it was a lot. It was a lot going on.
I hear Chris Wutzke screaming out his window, pause! As he drives to his next fucking account.
There's a lot going on. It's fire, too. There's a lot going on.
It's in the center.
I see. It is right. That was a big head too.
Sometimes
triple pause.
It is sometimes
quadruple pause.
I mean,
are we getting a sextuple pause?
What is that?
I think that's six. I don't know what five is.
The sextuple. What is seven?
Oh, I don't.
You got that far. You at the triple. I'm done.
I know. I know October. No, in October. I'm making it up.
Yeah, it is not
October. Octagon.
Is that eight?
That's eight. Hexagon. Hexel pause.
Hexel pause.
We're back, people. Simmons & Moore podcast. Good, Adam man? Versus Bobby.
What's good?
What featuring Bobby at, Light. Episode 12.
12? 12. All right, what's up? 12. Me and Bobby Light over here just smoking a blunt, chilling.
Shout out, you know, 12. Shout out to the new studio, vibing.
Yeah, man, we on the.
Do you like it? Is it? Are you feeling a little more relaxed now that you have access to your microphone?
Yeah. I feel like I'm in the same exact spot.
You are.
Is he?
Everything else just rotated around you. Right. Yeah. So.
Actually, both of you guys are in the same spot.
Yeah, it's just you, Bob.
It's just me. Put the
we gentrified you
to the back of the bus.
We gentrified you. Speaking of, I know we were going over intro tracks that we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And shit that sounds super East Coast, but theme music off the Freddie and Jason fucking mixtape that Fab and Jada put out.
Yeah.
Where he goes, shorty named Rosa, jump in the bag.
Uh-huh. You like that?
I mean, it's one of the... I was talking about it on Twitter today, the boy Neil. Shout out Neil, the homie. But it's one... You can't, like, when you start a conversation about your top 10 MCs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The way that I start that conversation is that if I'm the two of you are having that, I play that song, and then I'm like, where are Fab and Jada in your top 10? Because they need to be there.
Oh, this is interesting, Adam, because recently I want
to
say...
You need to fucking relax about how I was joshing you.
What?
About the wide receivers.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Are you sure?
I promise. Damn, that's crazy. I swear to God I wasn't going to bring like, all right. I promise you I was going to bring my girl up, but no.
All right.
But
continue. I'm sorry. I apologize.
But now.
I got 600 milligrams worth of caffeine in me. You guys don't normally see me this late in the day.
No, we don't.
No.
You don't. Well, circumstances. Circumstances, which is.
Pause?
Hopefully it's all over. Nah, it's not pause.
We're not pausing circumstances?
It's not circumcision.
Understood.
Circumcised. We had to circumcise the situation.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, got it. So, okay, anyway.
I got you.
Top 10.
So, me and my girl MCs. Were talking. I dead ass, I want to say 2 weeks ago, we were talking. We were in the car driving. Fab came on. And I was like, yo, for the longest time, if you ask me who my favorite rapper was, I would say Fab. And then I was telling her favorite rappers and shit, for me, isn't always like the best rapper thing. It's just like my favorite
who
at
you,
the moment.
Who you appreciate
like,
the most.
It's like at the moment vibe.
Yes.
So in a moment in my life, different rappers like, damn, I was about to say control my life, but like had a major influence on what I was doing.
They got a grip. Yeah, they got a grip on, your.
For the longest time.
Pause.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out a way to say it where I wasn't gonna have to fall victim to the pause myself.
Yeah, right.
But
Cam got everybody pausing again.
Here so I am. Oh my god, bro!
I've been watching that show more lately,
bro. The Dipset DVD that came with the CD, where they knock the dude out and then they piss on him and he goes pause, is the funniest shit of all time.
Now shout out to the Dip, man. But yeah. So like rappers. In my lifetime, it all depends on, like, what era. So, for the longest time, Jay-Z had, like, a hold. And then he didn't. And then, literally, it was D-Block.
G Unit and Dipset.
Yeah.
For years. It was just a rotation of those three for me.
The 3XL days.
For a long, and there's a lot of if you put those groups, three groups together, that's a lot of people, different people, different characters in that group.
Yeah.
So I was vibing off a bunch of different people for a long time. And then it was Kanye in the mix of that. In the mix, it was always Fab though. But Kanye came and they're like trying to change my vibe a little bit. Kanye was. And
you started wearing backpacks.
No, I mean, I started changing my attire, but never stop saying that. Cause you see, cause you said I wore a backpack in the bar one night, and I did not. I never did that.
You're definitely bought a polo.
Yeah, polo with the pop collar and the big earrings, and a backpack.
Sure did.
I seen it.
You smoke. You shut up. Smoke the blood. You lying? Because all right, the big earrings was already there. The big earrings was high school. I had big earrings since high school, y'all, and that was all.
Bro, the big earrings with the flat brim Mavericks hat. You didn't have one of those?
Yeah, but that was after high school. That was after high school, and I changed. That's when I started changing, though, a little bit. I still had the hats. I'm always going to have hats. Actually, I wanted to talk about that, too, but we'll get into that in a little bit. But I always had the hats, but I definitely changed. And when Wiz Khalifa came around, that's when I was like,
that kind of locked you into place.
That's when I was like, yo, all right, I kind of just know who I am, like the type of person I am. Yeah. So that's when I really became stoner. I was already a stoner, but I looked at it different.
But
it gave
more credence to the vibe. It became more viable socially to be.
I became more confident
to be who you were.
I was already didn't care about smoking, but I just became more like confident and just be
right. Because Snoop is like old.
Yeah, the old hat.
You know what I mean? It might as well be like, I get high because Willie Nelson gets high. Like, bro, you might as well be fucking. You're talking about Elvis Presley,
exactly.
Drinking juice and shit. I love working out because of Jack LaLanne. You need to relax, dude. It's a whole different generation.
And same with Kid Cudi. He kind of had like a little hole too. So it was like, I would literally say, if you ask me rapper wise, I would just tell you like it all depends on how old I was.
Yeah.
So right now, I'll probably just say Fab because I'm just going back to like who I always liked out of everybody that whole time of me listening to
music. Well, I mean, it's a great way. Retrospectively, it's a great way to kind of peer back into
Fab is the man in me.
The way that you like your mindset at the time when you pull up an old song and like someone brought up Fabulous and Jadakiss, because I mean obviously like if you're from the Northeast like and Jada comes
you're definitely
on,
you're gonna like, say Jadakiss. Yeah,
you're like, bro, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that's like he's OG.
It's hard to not say Kiss ain't one of the best.
It's
hard, especially like like you said, if you're from the Northeast.
What are we even talking about?
It's hard to not. So
yeah,
but you know,
I mean, there are like your spurts, like people really fuck with Cam, they really fuck with Dipset, Jim Jones. You know what I mean?
I had a grip. They made me wear bandanas, and I didn't think about it on some gang shit. I just wore a bandana for the look.
Right. On some Juul Santana shit.
But I got a certain age. I'm like, I don't want to wear a fucking bandana.
No.
Bro.
I got too many accessories as it is.
I didn't have that many accessories, yo.
I don't even want to wear pants. I just want to wear my backpack and my earrings.
I did. See, I never wore you know what? One time, I remember in high school, right?
How many bandanas you got in that backpack?
How many times did you wear a backpack senior year in high school?
Zero.
Okay. I remember towards the end.
You seen me.
We were in the same homeroom.
I'm saying I would show up and be like, hey, I'm going to go get breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah.
I get in Dave Keel's car, go to fucking Rise and Shine, hang out for 2 hours, and come back for art class.
Nah, that's a fact. You did bullshit in school, yo. But I was bullshitting too towards the end. But I remember like towards the end of senior year, I definitely popped the polo collar. Shut up. I popped the polo collar and I did have a backpack one with nothing in it. I think I put a pair of sneakers in it just so I could have something in my backpack.
Just so it had some weight to it.
Just so I could have something in my backpack. I'm like, because I was like, this backpack, I didn't want it to, obviously, I didn't want my backpack looking like I had mad books in it and shit, because I don't have mad books to put in it.
But and I don't want that look. I will say this, my backpack had a lot of shit in it.
Yeah.
I never used my locker.
Are you talking about when you actually used your backpack during the days?
I didn't use my locker.
God. When we actually had to carry mad books and shit, remember how heavy your backpack was?
Dude.
Like, ridiculously heavy.
I got scoliosis because of fucking Mr. That. Reach's class.
Remember the kids that used to carry the fucking
the roller joints?
Yeah.
Like you going on a trip. Where you going? Arithmetic? Shut the fuck up.
I dead ass used to not. All right, that's the only time I really didn't like bullying. Because people will sometimes, you'll catch just one person that kicked the backpack. I'm like, yo, don't do that, yo, don't do that. I don't know why I didn't like it, yo. I didn't like it. What?
And then shit flips over.
Yeah, like, come on, man, yeah.
He's like, got his trumpet stuff in there. Relax.
And I ain't going front. It was always this one Asian kid that had it. It was this one Asian kid with glasses, and I didn't know his name.
I know his name.
He was in he had to be in our grade because
I remember
seeing him since, like, middle school.
Yep, I know his name.
And so,
but I don't feel like editing the episode.
Don't get into it. But
he always, hey, want to play a fun game?
What?
Guess what his last name was.
Nope, not doing that. Just I'm not playing that game.
Take a guess, Bob.
Bobby Light should play that game because
you're better at this game.
He dips and dabbles into that.
Why? Because he fucks Chinese girls is what you're saying?
Wow. Wow, he puts that out there like that. I didn't even say that.
Just a guess.
Adam?
That was not his last name. What do you think it was?
Jones.
Yeah. Nope, you got it. That was it.
Nah, what was the last name?
It was Jones.
Nah, bro, what was the last name?
Yo, well, come on. Take a guess.
No, man, because the more you... All right, tell me how I should guess.
The way that you always guess.
Should I go American?
No.
Okay.
You should go, I'm feeling racist.
Nope, then I'm not playing. I don't want to play that game. I don't want to play
it. Why not? Give the people what they want.
No, the bad part about this game is if you don't get it right off the first... You sound crazy. Like, right. All right, let's say you don't get the first five right. You just rattled off five wild-ass names.
You're like, oh, the racist ones, the racist ones, the racist ones.
Especially the CHs. I got five.
You're on the right track.
I got five in mind right now.
Yes. You got it, Bob. Congratulations. You win a prize.
Fuck it. I already fucked it up. I'm not doing it.
Hey, Ben boys. A lot of stuff has happened in the last, long has it been?
Two weeks.
Jesus Louises.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah, man.
I miss you guys. Even though I saw you both a lot.
You saw me. You just saw me yesterday.
Oh, yeah. How was that restaurant?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good.
What'd you get?
We had to pre-order, set everything up ahead of time. Yeah. So we had chicken franchise.
Of course.
Chicken parm. And something else. I don't remember what it was.
I could take a guess.
Go ahead, because I might remember if you say it.
It was either a baked ziti,
or it
was like a penne vodka.
But that came with it. Penne vodka came with whatever you ordered. Did. So, all right, guess for the third one.
Get catering in New Jersey. Go to any party ever.
Italian spot.
Bro, you can go to a fucking Indian party. You know what they got? Penne vodka. I mean, every time. We went to a fucking barbecue that was catered. And people busted out penne vodka. It was July. I was like, what are you doing?
I mean, Jersey is super...
That being said,
Jersey is low-key super Italian. And not even low-key. It's kind of high-key super Italian. So I remember...
I've been making penne vodka like a motherfucker.
I remember during football season, every Thursday was team dinner. And you know we ate every fucking team dinner? Ziti. Ziti. Yep.
Carbohydrates.
Every parent had to make it once. Yo, they made us all. Every parent had to make it once.
Hella carbohydrates.
So your mom or dad could not ever go to a game, but they had to make ziti for the whole team one Thursday.
Yeah, but it's also super
in
easy.
The week.
What do you get? It's not four hard. Box of Rizzoni.
It wasn't hard to do. I remember my stepmom do it. She banged that shit out, and then she came there and brought it for us, and I made her ass leave immediately. It's like, all right, you need to get the fuck out of here.
I made penne vodka the other day.
I love penne. I still got some at the crib.
Yeah.
Because they had to give it to us. But I don't remember what the third thing was.
Hey, messy rigatoni or regular?
Regular.
What?
Yes. Old school.
What's the matter with you?
A lot of sex. I don't know what y'all talking about.
It's the noodle shape. We got an opening clip. I don't remember what it is because it's from 2 weeks ago. You want to see it?
I mean, yeah, we still ain't really get into what we've been up to, though, but... Go ahead. Give me the opening clip and we can get back.
Okay.
They brought in a woman who was at least 600 or 700 pounds. She was sitting on a pallet. She had a 60-pound bag of manure, and she was licking an oversized lollipop. They brought her in on the forklift, laid her down, and they said, you know, have at it. Me being a professional, I turned to him and said, no problem. I need my sunglasses, a blunt, and a half a Viagra. And I fucked every fold she had. I spent more time in the fold of her body than I did in her vagina.
How do you feel about that? What do you think you could do with a pair of sunglasses, a blunt, and a half of Viagra? Probably take over the world, right?
Why a pair of sunglasses?
You know, because you're vibing.
All right, because think about it. No, the sunglasses don't help. You can still see her. And the fucked up part is, all right, what's worse? You seeing her or everyone there seeing you?
I mean.
Think about that. Because if it's me and I got to do that, I need to wear one of them teddy bear sex helmets. You know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Please elaborate.
You know
what I'm talking about?
You know,
no, Bobby. Nobody else knows what you're talking about.
You ever seen? Nope. It's like a dancing bear or some shit like that.
Go on. Tell us what the website is, Bob.
No, I don't fucking know what the website is.
Are you sure?
Yes, I
know. You know a lot of details.
I seen it on Twitter. I'm telling you, they're like dancing bears, and it'd just be women there, and it'd be dudes that just with no shirt on dancing. They weren't naked. They weren't naked. I mean, maybe they do get naked, but I didn't see them. I'm not trying to see all that. No, the guys were like shirtless. They were like strippers, I guess, but they were just shirtless, and they had on fucking like Kanye Bear
like
they costumes.
Like they'd be dressing like mascots and having sex with sexy foxes.
The point is, I can wear a fucking scream mask. It don't matter. Wear a mask
and sunglasses.
Don't do it.
How can
you don't do
I
it?
Mean, look, number if one, anyone, don't do this. If anyone is going to smoke a blunt through a scream mask, it's going to be you. So I'm assuming you've done that.
A scream mask. I mean, I smoked a gas mask before. A scream mask, you can't smoke a blunt through because there's no holes.
You're not going to bore out a little hole to.
I mean, yeah, you could do that. Yeah, of course. But I never done it because by the time I was smoking blunts like that, I wasn't really.
I seen you smoke a blunt through a clown mask.
Yeah, you're right. But there was a hole in that, in the mouth.
Pause.
Yeah. You feel me? I can't do it. I mean, I would do a scream mask, but no, I never did that. But I've done a mask before.
Like the gas mask thing.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
I had a full panic attack in that.
No,
I didn't realize I could breathe out.
Bro, that shit is uncomfortable. Like, that shit is mad uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, because it's like the leather. Around your like your neck and all like oh man that's just what when you put the gas mask on
we had different kinds of masks.
Nah,
you in someone's basement when they put this mask on?
No, just me and my boy. We got the mask and we put it on and then it was like too. I felt like it was too tight when I started like smoking. It was I don't know that shit was mad uncomfortable, bro.
Dustin used to have one that's strapped to the back of your head and it would pin to your face. So the neck wasn't.
We had a full mask. Full
on some caustic shit.
Yes. Full like Toxic Avenger.
Full on Chernobyl mask.
Yeah, like, no, I mean, we had that. So it covered your whole head. So you're like, everything was covered. So your neck, you're like, ugh. And then you smoke and you just, that shit start covering everything. You just start panicking. You're like, yo, get this shit the fuck off
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you're like, yo, unscrew this fucking bong. Let me breathe out. Like,
I can't breathe. You cannot breathe.
Don't you just get smoke in your eyes?
I don't remember getting smoke in my eyes. Nah, bro, but.
I remember feeling like I was stuck in an elevator and throwing it across the room. That's what I remember. You're like, fuck you.
I eventually did it right, but it was just
fucking a gravity bong.
It's just too
the size of a couch,
yo. It's just too uncomfortable. Like, I'm good off that. I just want to smoke. Like, let me roll this shit and smoke it. Like, why do we have to fucking put this mask on, light this long ass bong at the end? And
stoners just be doing the most.
The most, yo. Some stoners be doing the most. Not Tim. All of us, but some stoners be doing the most.
Tim.
Dog. Like, just smoke, yo.
Timothy.
That's why it's best to smoke by yourself or just with, like, one other person.
Smoking, for me, is a very private thing.
Yeah, it's very intimate for
you. It is. No, it's just not something that I want to share with other people.
Yeah.
I like that you guys get high when you come to my house. I want you guys to be comfortable. I don't even want to smoke, like, around Lauren.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, any sort of, like, if I do mushrooms, I don't want to be around people. Like, any sort of intoxicant that I put in my body, I'm not a massive fan of being. Like, I want it to be medicinal.
Unless it's Jameson. And then you're going to hum something.
Yeah, and I'm going to steal some stuff, and then...
Right.
Well, yeah, I'm going to put some liquids places.
If you're consuming alcohol, you probably don't mind being around people, but I'm assuming if you're...
Yeah, but I don't even recreationally drink anymore.
I get that shit.
You know what I mean?
When was the last time you did? It's been a... Well, since I've...
For fucking ever?
Since I've known you, you never recreationally drink. I said the word wrong, but you know what I mean.
When Bobby and I lived together, I was fucking drinking a bottle of wine a night.
Are you talking COVID era, or are you talking, like, just in general? That was pretty much COVID era, right?
I mean, we were fairly intoxicated for the majority of our stay together.
All right, fair enough. I mean, shit. I don't know. I smoked all the time. Still do.
Yeah.
Still do every fucking day of my life. I mean, so.
Even, you know, when I'm hanging out with, like, Joe B, and he, like, unlocks that door, and he's like, come on.
See,
his face gets all red and shit.
See, when they come around... It's a different vibe. Like, yeah, I be wanting to, like, drink when I'm around them. I be wanting to drink because they make me want to. Like,
yeah,
like you said, Joe B is like...
Until you spend time with Jason Almey, and then he's like, come on, let's do this acid. You're like, it's 9 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday. He's like, I know. Yeah, my kids aren't here. Let's get fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, see, Almey be too souped
to get fucked up. Yeah.
Because, and I get it. You got kids, and you just, like, you got a wife, and then you're like, I'm in Jersey. I'm like... Four states away.
Liberated.
Freedom. You know what I'm saying?
You don't need to express all of your freedoms at the same time.
He's
like, you want a candy flip? I'm like, you just got here. I'm
like, let's take 4 shots, pop this pill, smoke this blunt, do it all right now.
And I got mushrooms.
I'm like, I'm like,
and then we can go get sandwiches.
I'm like, dog, we can do all that, but let's just, you know what I mean? Let's just chill.
Dial it back a little bit.
Yeah, how about we go get sandwiches? Let's just go eat and talk about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's go have a drink and see where
together a plan.
Let's see where it takes
us. I'm trying to get fucked up, bro. Like, we're here to try on suits.
He's like, dog, I got
Jason.
I got 17 and a half hours to get fucked up before I go back home.
And he wants to be fucking Hunter S. Thompson for 16 of them.
I just snuck here. My wife doesn't even know I'm fucking gone. Hurry up.
I got her car keys. She's locked out of the house.
And her phone. She doesn't know anything. All right, I got 7 hours. I came here to take 4 shots and drive back. Let's go. That's the type of shit Almey be on. So, you know.
He's like, I drank a handle of Jameson in the car on the way here. You're like, what?
Because I can't drink anymore.
I can't.
So I figure I have to get drunk now. So go ahead. Drink. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, yo, Almey, chill, bro.
Listen to any time he's ever. He's like, I didn't see you do any drugs. Here's some drugs. And you're like, do I got to fucking show you?
Word. Like, dog, do you know us?
Are you my trip sitter, bro?
Like, he's on something, and you know I got weed on me. Like, you know I either smoked on the way here, or I'm about to light up soon.
But we went to go get Mexican food, when we all tried on the suits with Sweet D and them.
Yeah.
And he was just like, y'all want to do some Molly? We got some MDMA. You were like, what the fuck? We're smoking now, bro.
Yeah.
And I just had an edible, and we're like smoking it now. I'm like, we can go relax and go smoke a cigar. And he's like, yeah, but like, do you want to do some mushrooms right now? I'm like, it's the afternoon. We're eating lunch.
Yeah, you gotta chill out,
we should put
bro.
Some acid in these nachos.
Nah. No, I'm not with that. And you know the thing is, like, nowadays I wouldn't even take Molly.
Thank you
bro.
For being you, by the way. Jason.
Yeah, shout out to you. I mean, I wouldn't even take Molly now.
Hell no. Unless I got a Molly testing kit.
Not even I was about to say, thank you. That's literally the only reason why.
Yeah.
Cause yo, fentanyl is killing everybody out.
No, you give nowadays. Me pure like, MDMA.
I need to know that I'm taking Molly. And now first of all, I don't even take Molly. I'm just saying, if I took Molly now, dog, like, I need to know.
Right.
Like, I need to know.
Enrique Iglesias
like,
and them.
Like, it's straight up Molly
Tell me,
that
baby
I'm taking,
girl,
dog. Because like,
I need to know.
I need that pure.
Not stepped on.
Hurricane Sandy Molly.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Hurricane Sandy era. Man, my son's going to hear this one day and be like,
give
what
me,
the fuck are you
give
doing?
Me that. Give me that.
Hurricane
tunnel,
Sandy?
Give me that tunnel what? Ecstasy.
Imagine if COVID happened during like that during that
when we were kids
2012 If COVID happened from 2012, 2013, when Molly was
I'd be dead.
Here.
I would be dead. Well,
I'm talking about Molly was here.
I would be so dehydrated. You'd find me at the bottom of a pool. Smacked.
Yo, and we in COVID, we on lockdown. Yeah, it'll be wild.
Smacked.
Sneaking up people's houses, just wilding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times.
Good times. good times.
Good times roll. My brother, let the good times fucking roll. Shout out. This motherfucker said.
Yeah, that was good times.
Yo, 2012 was an interesting year, bro. I'm telling you.
It was.
Interesting year. Shout out to 2012.
Shout out to Atlantic City, you know.
Good times. I went to Atlantic City a few times, 2012.
I'm good on Atlantic City ever again.
Nah, come on, bro. Relax.
What do you mean relax?
Go back.
Why? Why not? You want to go?
I mean, sure. Oh, I got to send my mom to AC next month.
Porter KY.
It's her birthday, and she likes AC.
You know, shut that fucking window before that train ruins our podcast anymore.
You know how older people do. They like to be on the slots and all that bullshit.
You going
to
take the old people train down with that bus?
No, I'm going to just leave my car parked. And you're like, no, Ma, let's stay at the, let's go to the station and wait. Let's just wait. We ain't even going to take that first bus that come here. We're just going to sit here and wait for the right bus. And we'll take that bus all the way to Atlantic City. And
that bus gets lit, too.
I'm sure it does. And
you get a group of like 15 people with you.
Man, that bus. How long you think it take to AC, get the AC?
2 hours.
Fuck that.
But you're on a bus. It's got a bathroom.
What does that mean?
Mad people drinking, hanging out, partying.
You know
bus.
When you got to pee? After the first hour and a half. So you know how long it's going to take you to get the AC? If you drive?
Yeah. 45 minutes, depending on if Kevin McGinnis is driving or not.
Nah,
he got a Subaru, and he drives at fucking 120 miles an hour.
It does not take you 45 minutes to get the AC.
It used to take us 45 minutes to get the AC.
I'm not driving with y'all. No.
You?
I'm not getting that 45 minutes. We might crash.
Have you ever been in the car with you?
You just have anxiety, dog.
It doesn't matter. It's different.
How fast do I drive?
Not enough. Fast.
First of all, I wanted to make sure we got to the game on time. So we can like pregame and shit.
I know that we got caught up in the line at Starbucks. But
oh, we did. I forgot about that. Yeah.
By the way, I still call that sandwich a Gouda Crunch.
Gouda Crunch. Damn, I forgot about that.
Not me.
We did. You didn't forget, did
not
you?
Not me. You did not. I still remember your Razzleberry fucking swizzle bizzle or whatever the fuck you ordered.
I ordered
All I remember is that
it was like a chocolate.
When we were making fun of you for something. It, you were like, "Nah, it's cool, it's manly." And then Leo was like, "What'd you get?" And you were like, "The Razzleberry Swirl." He was like, "I love that." And I was like, "See, got it." And it's not because he's black.
Yo, Leo, that day, Leo was so you know what's funny? I didn't know that everyone we were with were gay.
Oh, yeah.
I had zero clue.
Yeah.
I thought it was
Well, everyone else was on their best behavior except Leo.
I thought it was just us and Leo.
That were gay?
I mean, I thought it was everyone else. We were all straight and Leo was the only gay one.
Oh. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No. We were the only straight guys.
Yeah.
We were outnumbered.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Yo, I didn't know that.
We were watching
that.
The game. They were watching something else.
I had no clue until you told me after we left.
Yeah.
So, shit. Okay.
Those guys are awesome.
Okay. So I started thinking about it after.
They fucking party.
I was like,
all
right, man, maybe one of them could have been a little. No.
You know? They're all gay.
Nah, the roommate.
Yeah.
Shouts to him. He was mad. They were all mad cool.
Yeah.
But like, maybe I was like, all right, he might be gay. Maybe. Yeah. Keeps inviting me.
Shout out to Washusen.
Keeps inviting me to things. He invited me.
He's like, you guys got to come to my house. I'm having a themed party. We're like, we're gonna wear teddy bear heads and be shirtless. And you're like,
no,
hey
he
man,
did
relax.
Not say that.
That's what he said to you. He said we need a chocolate bear. He said we're gonna be Dunkaroos.
He said that to you, not me.
And we gonna be dunking roos.
That doesn't even mean
you know what he said. About Dunkin' Roos.
And we gonna be Dunkin' Roos. You mad childish. You so childish.
Yeah. Bro. Yeah, we've met.
Yeah.
Hey, we've met.
Man, but yo, all right. So you want to get into the Super Bowl? Can we talk about the Super Bowl?
Sure.
Damn, let's talk about the Super Bowl. The Grammys happened. Super Bowl happened. Vince McMahon happened.
King Charles is probably dead with his big chunky fingers.
You think he died already?
I mean, his fingers.
What happened to his fingers?
Sick boy.
What, because of?
Have you ever seen his fingers?
Because he's sick, or he was just fat fingers?
No, he's got fucking gout.
All right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right.
Look at these fingers.
But no, I thought he had cancer. Oh, shit. Damn. How old is he?
Robert?
He's like 80-something, right? I
don't know. How old are lizards?
Probably 90-something.
90-something?
I want to guess.
Damn. So who's next in charge?
His son.
Who that?
The bald one.
Oh, okay. All right. The older brother. Got
it. Not the fighter jet one that's married to the chick from Suits.
Was she in Suits?
Yeah.
Well, Suits had a resurgence, huh?
Well, it got re-released on Netflix.
But so what? Like, it was not like it was an amazing show. It was cool.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know. Whatever.
There was no Monk.
What, Monk?
I said it was no Monk.
Nah, Suits? Hell no. Compared to Monk?
It was no Psych.
Dog, that's not even a. Nah, now you're just trolling.
I'm just pulling on strings.
Yeah,
like, trying to get you excited.
Because don't compare Suits to. Bro, you can't.
I'm not trolling.
You can barely compare Avengers. It's like. But, you know, that's another story.
You're trying?
That's another
but
story.
But I'm so far away
Iron from Man.
Marvel now.
Iron Man.
I am no longer invested.
Iron Man compared to Sean Spencer. Not even a matchup.
Get the fuck out of here. Not even invested.
Sean Spencer would hit him with a little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Get the fuck out my face. Get the fuck out my face.
For the people just listening, Bobby put his index and middle finger on the right temple of his head, and then put the index and middle finger on the left side of his head, and then he said,
"A little bit of this and a whole and lot of that." And that's that. Yeah, bro. Come on. Shout out to them. All right, no. So, all right, so match it happened. Let's start with the Super Bowl. What was your take on the Super Bowl? Did you like the
Usher
game?
Fucking slaps.
So you thought, all right. I guess we have to do the what everyone else does. Rate it from...
I mean, I'm not rating it. I'm just saying that, like, that was for our generation.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell me how you feel about that unless you got a virus on your computer from downloading it from LimeWire. Like, unless you're in our generation and you burned a fucking CDRW with fucking Yeah with Usher featuring yeah. Lil Jon and fucking Luda on it, then I don't want to fucking hear dick about balls.
All right, then. Shout outs to you.
You feel me? Came out on them roller skates.
The roller skates was fire. Did you see the one stripper that fell?
Oh, she flew up in the air and then she died.
Yeah, she fell.
Put her seat,
like,
though.
She fell. Like, you could tell, like, because someone else did it, too, and it looked okay, but you could tell, like, when she fell,
she went,
she fucked up. Like, she did it by accident. Like, bang. And you ain't see her. I didn't see her again, so I don't know. She might have got dragged off. She might have had to go under the tent, the medical tent.
They brought her into the blue tent. They had the independent brain looker at her.
That shit, man. Where is Bond? She day to day right now, I think. She day to day.
She's on IR.
Yeah, that was fucked up. But besides that, though, the performance was fire. The special guest in the performance, majority of them. Excuse me, sorry. I had a comment on all of them. I thought Jermaine Dupri. I
swore it was CeeLo Green,
bro.
Same.
I swore that was CeeLo for a second. I was like, "What's CeeLo doing here?"
Yeah, and I was like, "They don't even have a song together."
And then this motherfucker, Will I Am, right? I'm like, "Why is Kanye here?" Am I the only one with the helmet on and the head? Yes. Like, I was like, "Yo, I mean, I ain't seen Will I Am in a while, but I'm like, damn, why the fuck is Kanye here?"
Get it, William.
And then Alicia Keys.
I know.
She lost her keys,
bro. All right, so my girl goes. Soon as Alicia Keys
that
pops up,
that was a good joke, Bobby. Yeah,
it was. It was. That's what I pointed at you. It was.
They fixed it, by the way. If you watch the
on
replay
on YouTube? Yeah. So my girl, as soon as Alicia Keys pops up, you hear the piano. This whole that setup was fire though. Like the red. The dress and the piano, that shit was fire. That part was fire, I ain't gonna lie. My girl was like, "Oh man, she ain't gonna do good." And I was like, "What you mean?" And she was like,
My girl, you know, she be on her conspiracy shit. She was like, they took her voice from her.
That's my friend. my friend.
They said they took her. She was like, her husband took her voice or some shit like that. So I don't know if it was a Little Mermaid type of situation. Not sure.
Yo, but you think girl, that she's a mermaid?
My girl thinks that
she got legs in exchange.
Someone they took for her New voice, York, New so York. Alicia can't sing. So that first, and so when that first note hit, I was like, you motherfucker. It's like they took your voice.
Yeah, you went rah, rah.
For real, I did. Creatures. Oh no. But then she started, then she fixed it up, like she kept singing, and then I was like, all right, she got back. She got back to her. But that first note though was so bad.
Bro, can you imagine if you watching your girl play the piano during the Super Bowl, and then motherfucking Usher comes up and just gives her that work husband hug from behind.
Yeah, now he was, Usher was rubbing on her. He kept trying to like hug her and shit, kind of kiss her on her neck damn near. But I don't know. What would you do?
I mean,
I'll be like, it is what it is.
You got stunted on by Usher.
You ain't get stunted on, man. It was performing.
To quote the...
Would you be there?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I would be there.
All right, word. Would you be there like...
Yeah, it's the Super Bowl, bitch. You better take me.
Right?
Well, now, would you be mad at the performance? I'd be more embarrassed you messed up the note.
Yeah. I gotta imagine, that there's a certain level of kayfabe. That like a suspension of disbelief. Like if your wife or your significant other is like an actor and they're in a movie with Brad Pitt and Brad Pitt saves them from a fucking burning train and then kisses them, you're like, this is part of the gig.
It is.
But those people usually start
fucking with each other.
You're a singer.
Well, that's why they all fuck each other.
Yeah. Just keep the creatures out of this for a second.
It's just the truth.
Actors? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can do a movie with this person for months.
He's talking about a blood orgy.
See, he didn't say blood orgy. See, we keeping it PG right now. We talking regular sex when people...
Fucking from behind.
But I'm saying... They got two songs together and apparently they used to... I think they used to date when they were younger.
What I'm saying is that it's not like in a movie... where you have to suspend disbelief because they're going like,
and you got to spend 6 to 10 months with this person.
No, but I'm not even saying like you could get bent a hundred times for one scene. Yeah, you can get bent out of shape because they're rubbing up on, you know.
Yeah.
I almost said Jason Derulo, but Jason Momoa. You know what I mean? Like you got a scene where you're rubbing his abs, and you come back and you look like fucking Jeff Weinstein or whatever the fuck.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, the movie would be worse than a quick like performance.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like where she... It's part of her job to be involved.
Swiss shouldn't get that mad.
No, I'm saying Swiss has grounds to stand on with his argument because...
He wasn't mad.
I mean, he could pretend to not be mad all he wants. Swizzy!
So you think he is mad? Would you be mad?
If I was Swiss Beats?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll say no. I'm going to just say no.
You might hear him say some fucking...
I don't be acting mad jealous.
Taglines in a rap song about Usher.
I'm like the most unjealous person.
He'll be like, get your own plate. Swizzy.
I feel like everyone in this room is like super not jealous.
The fuck I got to be jealous about?
I don't know. I just feel like
I got a fat dick in all my toes. What's up? All
right. You are like proudly not jealous. I feel like me and Light are just like...
What the fuck does Bobby Light have to be jealous about?
I'm just saying, we don't talk.
He can teleport to a different planet, pick up another Chinese girl in a second.
Jesus Christ.
What? You said it.
No, I did not. When?
Before. What's his last name?
Who?
The man.
I don't know. CH something.
Yep. Guess the next letter.
Wait, how many letters are left?
Two.
Damn. Nope, not doing it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I just said two in my head. I'm going to teleport them to you.
You're right.
Okay, thank you.
Speaking of teleporting, what does he have to be jealous of?
Nothing. I mean, nothing.
Yeah, you know I mean?
Well, I mean, we could all be jealous. All right, let's say it was a guy with a lot of money. And he was like...
Rubbing up on her?
A lot of money, and he was like...
He going to pay my bills?
He had mad muscles.
On some Destiny's Child shit?
Mad muscles, a lot of money, what you going to do? And it was her work husband. And they hang out all the time.
They hang out outside of work?
Yeah, but not just them by themselves, but a group. But they're always there. He's always there.
And that's my wife or my girlfriend?
I guess that does make a difference, right?
Okay, because my girlfriend wouldn't be my girlfriend anymore. I would not subject myself to someone who who would operate at that level.
Okay,
you know what I mean? The conversation wouldn't even begin there. Now, if it's my wife, she's going to get hit. I'm going to fucking punch that bitch right in her head.
What if she says...
And then I'm going to blame it on him and get him arrested.
What if she says...
And I'm going to take all his money.
What if she says, like, a party of five people, they all hang out.
You know, with fucking...
And he's just one of them that's always there.
What's that? What's Dawson's Creek name? Party of Five?
Dawson Creek was in Party of Five?
Was he?
I don't know. I never seen Party...
Jessica Biel?
Oh, Party of Five was a show. Yeah. I'm thinking it was a group. Nah.
No, you're thinking of Boyz II Men.
No, I'm thinking of that Christian family. What's that show where they all Christian?
I think they were Scientologists, and you're thinking
One Tree Hill.
No, that's a show about basketball. Shout out to basketball.
One Tree Hill is not a show about basketball.
Yes, it is. You know, we have a tag from someone in One Tree Hill.
Dog.
We do. We use it all the time. I know that you don't listen to the podcast.
Like, what are you talking about?
You know.
No. You will play people. I have no clue who the fuck they are. One Tree Hill. Yeah, that's the... Oh, no, it was about basketball. That's the religious family, ain't it?
No, listen.
Hi, this is Sophia Bush. You may know me as Brooke Davis from One Tree Hill. Shout out to Basketball and Them. You are listening to the Simmons and Moore podcast, only on the Inner Circle Podcast Network. And I'll suck both your dicks from the back.
I've heard this many times before.
That's Brooke Davis from Basketball and Them.
Is she a porn star?
No. She's just a rabid fan.
I have no idea who Brooke did. Shout out to you, Brooke.
She's a sexy little white girl from basketball show.
I don't.
One Tree Hill.
Is she the one married to Justin Timberlake? I mean, not Justin.
No, that's Jessica Biel. Wait, is it Jessica Biel?
Yeah, wasn't the Christian and they play basketball.
No, man.
Man, you don't know what you're talking about.
That's Seventh Heaven. And that's Jessica Biel in Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, there we go.
Seventh Heaven.
Let the world know.
Seventh Heaven. What if they just counted down? They were like, Sixth Heaven. Better get out your Bibles. Fifth Heaven. Don't you do drugs in school. Fourth Heaven.
Seventh Heaven is one of them shows where you ain't have to watch to know what it was about. It was about a Christian family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dad from Seventh Heaven got fucking brought in on child molestation charges recently.
On the show?
Yeah. No, in real IRL. They ain't in Seventh Heaven anymore, bro. They're in Third Heaven.
Nah.
Delete your research history.
Man, that's crazy.
Second Heaven.
So is One Tree Hill about vampires?
You're gonna be locked up alone. Huh?
One Tree Hill about vampires?
No, it's about basketball, and that's Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Nah, I seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer. How funky is your chicken? How funky is your chicken? How loose is your goose?
How loose is your goose?
Nah, don't tell me I don't know about Buffy, dog. I seen that.
Then
movie
what show
times.
About what show about vampires are you talking about? Angel, which is a spinoff.
What the fuck is it?
It's a spinoff from Buffy.
Never seen.
It's got Bones in it.
Oh, I never seen you Buffy the show. No, I never seen Buffy the show.
Oh.
No, I remember Buffy the show. I know what you did last summer.
Correct.
Facts. See, I know my Sarah Michelle Gellar. Yeah.
You know four
white
people,
in the city.
And two of them
sex in the
are
city.
Your wife and half of your kid.
Sex in the City.
And the other two are sitting in this room with you.
Sex in the City.
Is not vampires.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
Oh, my God,
that's
Adam.
Sarah Jessica
Parker.
Can
we move on? Let's talk about the Grammys. You know, you're getting your who?
It's Sarah Jessica Parker.
Who the fuck is that?
She looks like a horse.
Oh, I know that name. Sarah
yes.
Jessica Parker.
She's married to Matthew Broderick. You know who that person is.
Yeah.
You know who Sarah Jessica Parker is.
Mm-hmm.
She's Sex and the City.
And Buffy it's the Vampire only... Slayer.
No, that's Sarah Michelle Gellar. Who is... I know what you did last summer.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes. You are conflating Sabrina the Teenage Witch with Sarah Jessica Parker.
What the fuck is he talking about now? Now you're bringing Sabrina... Clarissa explains it all.
Thank you. Okay. I'm trying to anchor down your white women with blonde hair.
Clarissa
in your brain.
Explains it all. Uh-huh. I used to like Clarissa Explains It All.
I know. You get a ladder, climb up in the room.
Feeny. No.
That's
Ferguson. That's it. Ferguson,
you fungus.
We owe this. Yeah. Hell. All right. Wait. Time out. You're moving too fast. Clarissa explains it all.
Yes.
It's Sex in the City.
No. I'm pinning down the blonde white are you women confused? In your yes. brain.
Do you know any of
I
these
don't
people?
Know any of those people, other than the horse face bitch,
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah,
she was in Sex and the City.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
No, that's Sarah.
Do you know who Buffy the Vampire Slayer is?
I know what her face looks like, but I don't give a shit.
Bro, she Buffy the Vampire Slayer is. Ooh. I Know What You Did Last Summer with JLH.
That's JLH it. Was. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's you it. Said, okay. Yep.
That's it.
We all know who JLH is.
Come on now. Come on. Stop but on. She ain't blonde.
No.
Romola, this is where the confusion lies. Because you only fuck with brunette women.
The problem is?
Nothing.
Okay.
Look. Hey, just look. Checking. Look.
I hear you.
You see the ring?
I hear you. Dog, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
Brunettes bring championships.
Damn, all she right. does have a bit of blonde in, though.
Damn. Yeah, I'm but that's only sometimes. That's only sometimes.
That's true. It's a great
that's
point.
Only sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sometimes
she's a rainbow.
Green. Yeah.
But it's never all blonde, and she's not a natural blonde. So come on,
great point.
Yeah, let's get it together.
So the Grammys happened.
Yeah, because we're never going to get through that.
No,
I'm lost, dog. I just don't know.
SZA
won. Taylor Swift won.
Killer Mike
won three, and they didn't show any of them.
Nope. And then he got arrested.
You know, it was a citizen's arrest.
That's so stupid.
And he got let go right after.
Yeah. You know what's dumb is that they didn't show any of them, but when Will Smith physically assaulted a comedian for telling a joke that was, one, old hat, and two, bad, mm-hmm. he struck a man in the face and then sat right in that same chair.
Word.
And then won a lifetime Adam, award, and everyone acted like it was fucking regular schmegular.
Talk to him, Adam.
Fuck Will Smith.
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett Smith looks like a fucking dude with that haircut. Fucking come hit me, Men in Black. What? I ain't no fucking Jamaican punk from Bad Boys 2, bitch. You can't run me over with a Hummer.
No, they were Haitian, right? Yeah, they were Haitian. They were in Miami.
Great point. Then they went to Haiti.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, and then he drove through the bungalows. Did. I watched that recently.
Bad Boys 2?
Yeah. I got shot in my ass, man.
Bad Boys 2 is such a great movie.
It's the best one.
That's a great one. Was it better than the first one?
Yeah, dude.
The first one was so good, though.
Yeah, but they had so much setup.
Yeah, now Bad Boys 2 had more. I feel like that maybe more quotables.
Yeah,
it was such a good.
I got shot
was,
in my ass.
It
man.
Was a good movie. It was, Oosa. It was really good. Yes, it was a lot. It was just good. Ah man, you make me think of Bad Boys 2. Yeah. The action when they were on that highway when
bro,
they were
throwing the cars.
Yo, that whole scene was fucking crazy. Yeah. That was fucking. They played that fucking Diddy and Nelly song.
Bump, bump,
they played it through the whole
bump,
fucking movie. It was the whole bump, movie. Bump, the whole bump, movie was
bump,
that.
Bump, bump, bump. Oh, talk about Diddy. He does some creepy shit. We're kind of all.
Nah,
right
we discussed
there, right?
Diddy.
Yeah, no, but we're kind of all right there. Like Diddy all is right a there. Sexual we're... predator, right? Like we're all in agreement.
Yo, yeah. Did you hear about the lawyer he hired?
What did he do? Fuck him in the ass too?
No, he hired the same lawyer that represented. All right, let's see if I can get this name right. Jizzy
Maxwell.
He got Jizzy Maxwell.
See how his eyebrows went up. Look.
He got Jizzy Maxwell.
Talk that shit lawyer. Near your microphone, right there,
he got
Robert.
Jizzy Maxwell's lawyer. So, is that a good look or a bad look for you? If you were,
it's a great lawyer.
Probably connected.
So he might. I mean, so if you were Diddy, would you be like, I don't give a fuck how people look at me.
Still a badass.
I need to get this lawyer. Like, fuck how people look at me. I gotta get a good lawyer to get through this.
Look, if you're Diddy, you can afford the best. And
he can't find nobody else?
Ghislaine Maxwell has the best lawyer on planet Earth.
Yeah?
Yeah, because
but is she in prison?
She's in so much shit. Yeah, but she doesn't have the death sentence. And they haven't released any of the fucking shit about, like, the list. Like, you're opening a can of worms here, Robert, that you're not prepared to go down.
Nah, I don't want to. I don't care.
There is a 972-page document that I could pull up right now.
We talked about this already. We're all through. That's
black helicopters.
That's what we talked about last time we were chilling.
They're putting fluoride. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right.
For real, that was the last thing we talked about. Was the all the pages? Yeah. So what I'm saying is, yeah, Diddy hired that lawyer. So
is Vince McMahon gonna get that lawyer?
He fucking
is he done?
He's done, dude.
He's done. He's kicked out
he's
of.
Done.
Did The Rock take over?
Oh, Triple H.
Triple H did? Because I keep hearing, I keep reading and seeing shit on Twitter about The Rock being around and all this other bullshit.
Yeah, he's coming back for WrestleMania. They're talking about him. Wrestling. They're talking about him fighting Stone Cold.
Stone Cold still in wrestling?
No.
Stone Cold does podcasting. No,
Stone Cold is on Smoking Skull Ranch drinking beers and moving mud, being an American.
What's that, like a bunny ranch?
Smoking Skull Ranch?
Yeah, what's that?
Put two and two together here, Robert.
Oh, it's his house.
Yeah.
I got you.
My bad.
It's all good. It's like we like Smoking Weed Ranch. And I got like, you, oh, I shit, Bobby you. Moore. Like,
because I know Stone Cold does like podcasting now. I know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I doubt he's going to come back.
He's so good,
chilling
dude.
Chilling right now.
Bro.
When was the last time you watched wrestling?
Couldn't tell you.
When was the last time you watched wrestling?
I think the last Royal Rumble.
Last Royal Rumble?
Yeah, because they get all that shit for free.
When was that? Last year, I guess.
Some shit like that.
Who, yeah. All right. It's a while ago. Who won?
I think Randy Orton or some shit.
Randy Orton's still right. God damn, yeah. These people still. And see, the thing is, because Adam, obviously, we were a little older, so when Randy Orton was like around, nah, I was done. When Randy Orton came around, I've been done wrestling.
You know,
like,
you know what will always get me back into wrestling for like a split second?
When Stone Cold or someone comes around?
No, those fucking games.
What games?
They put out the games.
Oh, the video games. Wrestling games? Wrestling video games, yeah.
Bro.
Do they still make those?
Yeah, they got a new one coming out. Bobby sent me the fucking trailer for.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to play that game. Bro, you know what it is? Because I want to create my own character.
Mm-hmm.
I like making all of my moveset. I like changing my finisher.
Yeah.
I like doing the fucking... Pause, by the way. Pause that.
No, that's all changing good.
The finisher. Doing the entrance with the theme music, and now you could do like you could change the way that you move, like every bit of it. You do your pyro and shit.
Yeah,
like that's the kind of dorky fucking D&D bullshit that I get on.
We should go to like
a wrestling event,
Monday Night Raw type thing,
bro. I'll get Monday Night Raw with you.
All right, we should do that one time for real.
Hell yeah,
we should do that this year. Let's go to wrestling thing, yo. Because, you know what I noticed. The generation before us, our generation, and our generation, and a little after us, I thought that, like, none of us watched wrestling anymore. But now that I'm older, I'm realizing, like, dog, like, it was a lot of people from those generations.
Well,
they never stopped watching wrestling.
It had a resurgence.
But I feel like there's more, it's like, older, like, wrestling fans are, like, when we were kids, I felt like wrestling fans were just kids.
Yeah.
They might have been older people, I just didn't notice because I was a kid.
Right.
Now I'm realizing, like, I don't even know if kids watch wrestling. I don't know. Well, they probably do, but I feel all adults watch wrestling.
We lived through the greatest generation.
Hell yeah.
The Attitude Era.
Yeah, yeah.
The Rock,
yeah.
Stone Cold.
Yeah, when Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, all that shit.
All of it.
When it was
DX.
When WCW and WWF were going back and forth.
Yes.
Bro, wrestling got no better. It got no better than that, bro.
That is the golden age of wrestling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For sure. But it's had a resurgence recently. You see guys like Bad Bunny. You see guys like Pat McAfee is involved in the WWE now.
Which one of the those brothers, Jake or
one of the Pauls.
Paul brothers?
Yeah, yeah. one of the Pauls is in there, and he's doing like legit thing. Like he's You know, you always see the clips on Twitter or whatever. And I don't fuck with either one of those guys.
Yeah, me neither.
You know what I mean? But
he's actually wrestling.
See him take it seriously and go crazy and start jumping off of fucking
I appreciate that
shit.
More than the boxing.
Yes, 100%.
Because it's like, dog, you can't sit there and box Nate Robinson and shit there and be like, yeah,
I'm the GOAT.
Dog, you're boxing. Like, no. Get the fuck out and box someone real. Box a real boxer. That's all I want to see.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't even hating on y'all. I mean, y'all do seem a little, I mean, whatever, but just box a real boxer and then we can have a real conversation.
Right.
But until then, get the fuck out of here, I guess.
Right.
But we should do a wrestling event, for real. I know Sheed is into wrestling.
I seen him the other day.
Well, he should come on the show so we could talk wrestling.
I was a little taken back because he wasn't wearing a hat.
Oh, you never seen him with a hat on?
I saw him once without a hat on, and it was at my wedding. And then the second time was recently.
And?
Oh, three times. Whoa. Came to my mom's funeral without a hat on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he made it a point to be like, I'm not wearing a hat for you. I'm like, thanks for not being a jerk, I guess. What would you like me to say?
I could have wore a top hat.
Right?
A fedora.
Oh, that would have been sick. If you wore a top hat like an asshole. Yeah, right. You should have wore a top hat to my wedding.
Yeah. I should have dressed like fucking
a penguin?
No, Dumb and Dumber.
Oh.
Remember they had the top hats and stuff like that? Yeah. Dressed like that at your mom's funeral, you'd have been happy.
Yeah. That would have been good.
You'd be like, thank you.
We should get those suits.
Mm-hmm.
You want orange or baby blue?
I'm going to go orange.
Great. I'm down with baby blue.
Yeah, I'm going to go orange. I'm more of an orangey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Orangey guy.
Yeah, I'm more of an orangey guy.
And then you can wear that. Really wear baby blue. You can wear that on game day.
Nice.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Fire. Show up in an orange suit.
Yeah.
Like, I missed a tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Rare.
All right.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
It's the off season officially.
Yeah, but well, we.
The best part of the NFL season for a Jets fan.
No, boy. Here y'all too, though. Bobby Light, let me ask you something.
Hey.
How you feel about your team coming up?
Coming up?
Probably, you got I mean, Aaron Rodgers.
Stays healthy.
Aaron Rodgers is coming back healthy.
Right.
Your defense, if you keep the same core, maybe add some pieces. You obviously got that championship defense that's coming back healthy.
We just need to keep Aaron Rodgers. Fuck.
Well, they're going to retool the entire offensive line.
That's what you
did. You see Bakhtiari is getting released by the Packers?
So yeah. Let me guess where he's going.
Yeah, obviously. So you get it. You trade for a guy like Orlando Brown or something like that.
See, the thing is, Adam, when you get a good quarterback on a team that can win a Super Bowl and multiple years go by and you realize your franchise just won't revamp the line, and you're like, wow, you guys just won't pick up young guys in the draft.
Why are you daydreaming about fucking Carson Palmer right now?
I'm daydreaming about Joe Burrow. Because, like, dog, we missed a championship, winning a championship.
I know.
From one sack.
Yeah.
And the year after that.
And Eli Apple being an absolute liability.
Yeah, that too. But we didn't like really help our O-line that much the year after. Was it good enough to take us back to an AFC championship game? Yes. Yes, I'm making this about me now.
Can I allude to something real quick?
What?
We
are the best team in the NFL if we're healthy? Probably.
The New York Jets? I'm glad you agree with me.
I'm talking about the Bengals, bro.
Oh.
We are.
So speaking of the Super Bowl. And being an absolute liability generally as your...
You didn't even tell me if you liked position. It or not.
It was all right. I wanted the Niners to win, right? I wanted to reset the timeline.
Yeah, I wanted the Niners to win too. I thought the first half was trash. I didn't pay attention to the game. I didn't pay attention to the game much. But I thought the first half...
The last quarter, right?
Yeah, it didn't get lit to the end and overtime. Yeah. That was all good. But yeah, the commercials. Did you guys see the commercials?
I would just like to allude to something.
What?
You saw Hard Knocks with the Jets.
Yes.
Okay, they brought in some mentalist or whatever, and he pulled up Mecole Hardman like, you are going to win the Super Bowl against the 49ers and get the final touchdown of the game. And then he gets traded to the Chiefs, and exactly that happens. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
So, rigged or not rigged?
Ooh, probably.
100% rigged.
Because that whole rigged. The whole color
cell vaccine.
Do you think that they switched the whole thing from the colors thing because it was out on social media so much and people started?
No, like, because green is in the logo next year.
It was pushed.
That don't mean none Packers, bro.
Can we talk about how in four Super Bowls, the offensive line of the Kansas City Chiefs has never, not once, gotten a holding call called on them once in four full games.
So they y'all
have,
rigged. Y'all
hold on,
rigged.
They have the most penalized player in the league on their offensive line. He didn't get called for a holding once.
y'all going rigged.
Bro, you know that
the Chiefs were going to win.
I always say that
they
pulled for the Chiefs.
Purple, I knew it was the Chiefs to win.
That they were going to pull for the Chiefs every single time. They're like, oh, don't worry about it. You can hold on to him and let Patrick Mahomes run. I'm telling you, I'm still waiting for a motherfucker to let go of Jermaine Johnson from fucking week five.
So, see, but my thing is, I hate.
And I'm not even on some hater shit. I'm just saying, I want. A clean game.
I hate to think that the game is rigged, bro. I hate to think that because
then they might as well just...
I don't think that the game is rigged.
Might as well look at it as WWE.
I don't think the game is rigged, but I do think that there are favorites that are played.
100%. There's way too much money in
like, that. You see some of the hits that they hit fucking Zach Wilson with, and you're like, how do you not... You murdered this kid.
If that was Mahomes, they
if it was anyone else, 100%. You fucking... Dude, hold on. I'll pull it up.
Yeah, this has been bothering you. This one clearly bothering you, bro.
I just want, because like,
I want a clean game too. I want a clean game.
I want a clean game, dude.
I want a clean game.
And too, if you're going to call it down the line. You feel me?
No, bro, I feel you. Make it fair. Make it fair. Don't do that shit.
Okay. Look at this hit. Look at that hit on Zach Wilson. That wasn't called anything.
Give it to me one more time. Bang. Damn. That was Chubb.
It was the second you opened the window.
That's Zach Wilson's brain.
Yeah.
That's the sound of Zach Wilson's brain.
Yeah. It's ding, ding, ding.
Damn.
He got them fucking Tweety birds.
Nah, I hear you, bro. But that's why you got to protect Aaron Rodgers. So, like you said, Adam, this is the this is the best time of the year for every team except the team that won the Super Bowl, right?
Correct.
Probably both teams that went to the Super Bowl. What are you guys hoping for?
The Niners are the favorites to go back, but I don't know that they can do it.
Sounds good.
I will say this.
Sounds good.
Christian McCaffrey is fucking unstoppable, huh?
Well, they stopped giving him the ball.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
You love to see George Kittle out there getting dirty.
Yeah.
With the blocking and shit, you know?
I feel like out of all tight ends, he's the most well-rounded. Like, mm-hmm. I'm talking about, like, blocking mm-hmm. and all that shit. Like, he can do it all. So, I like Kittle a lot. We need a tight end.
There's a fucking great one coming up in the draft.
Yeah?
A fucking great one. Oh, my man
from Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's good. But we're not going to snag him.
No, I can't wait to to dig into the draft. Maybe we do a fucking episode of sports or something. I'll get together with fucking Whit Riley and Wutzke. Yeah, you know,
sports, like just sports in general.
Straight up, just exclusively sports. I mean,
as we're talking right now, I don't know what time it is, but
evening time.
Yeah, hold on. What the fuck? Oops.
Are you all right, dude?
No, I'm feeling old right now. All right, 7:21. Wow, it took me mad long to find the...
You could have just asked. I have it right here. It's right at the top of our computer.
All
right,
well, my phone says 7:21.
That is exactly the correct time.
Look, all right, I'm just an old man now. Let me be old for a second.
Look, I'm looking at them socks. They're old as shit.
Look at my old man socks. Yo, I'm almost 50. Like, let me chill, bro. let this 50-year-old man be.
You better fight them sugars.
As long as I keep my feet, right?
Yo, are you trying to disrespect me with that core bottle that you brought, or are you just...
I went to get a bigger one. That's the biggest size I had. I'm like, fuck Adam, yo. This punk ass. This bottle ain't big. You think this bottle's big. I don't. I want to bring that bulky ass one that I used to bring. The
stocky
over.
One. Yeah. Hell yeah. That Lizzo bottle. Yeah.
You seen Lizzo at the Grammy? Ugh. Lizzo been on that. She been on that stuff.
What? Ozempic?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Ozempic.
You want to know why? Because she's fucking sexually assaulting her fucking background dancers. I ain't forget.
She didn't do anything.
Oh, no. She only forced them into the sexual acts. Got it.
And asked them if they wanted to get nasty.
Forced. They were like, she was like, put that in your pussy right now. That doesn't sound like an ask to me. And then she walked away playing the flute like she was fucking John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith.
If they were smart, they would have recorded that shit. Especially if it happened more than once. Just recorded it and then wait to see what she said.
She was like, this one don't time put it at out band yet. Camp, don't put it out you're going to put my flute in your pussy.
I will tell her, like, we got recordings of that shit. Send it to her and be like, look, this is what we got. You know what I'm saying? That's what you want to do. You going to pay me? Or what? And leave it at that. But yeah, she on Ozempic. All celebrities. I hear the skinny celebrities on Ozempic too.
Yeah, because it's not supposed to make you skinny. It's like for something else.
I hear people who are.
But it is making people really fucking skinny.
Who got diabetes, who got like certain sicknesses, are really supposed to use Ozempic. But
yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Celebrities are taking over and just taking, like, yeah. just using that shit.
Yeah.
But these certain celebrities don't realize. It just
causes internal bleeding. No big deal.
See, but people don't realize that, like, yo, things don't shrink your head.
I got violent diarrhea.
They don't shrink your head. So when you're, like, bigger, Tweety and then you get bitches. Smaller.
Hey, dude, you've seen some
your
of
head is still mad big and you look bro. Crazy.
Walking around like a Lego character.
Yes,
stuff.
You look crazy. Your Damn. Head looked like it was rubber. You remember those rubber action figures you could pop the head off and you could put it back on?
Yes. You've seen some of the girls I was spending time with before fucking Lauren came around.
Uh-huh.
They had some big-ass head, skinny-looking bitches.
Skinny.
I love me a Tweety Bird. I was like, what's good,
oh,
girl?
Oh, yeah, you did look, have a skinny...
With some big-ass forehead.
You remember you did it? I don't know if her forehead was that big.
Nah, she looked like she had some thoughts.
I don't remember. She was thinking. That I don't remember. She was I can't like, even get her face. Like I
Trust me, you don't need it.
I can't get her face in my head right now, and that's
she
fine.
She had some fucking bangers
remember,
and mash hanging out the front.
I remember her being
She had three
skinny.
Titties, and one of them was a forehead.
I remember her being mad skinny. I do remember that.
She had titties the size of... lunch meat
and, definitely
and then a forehead
wave.
The size of a Volkswagen.
I mean you trying something, that's all. You was a single man just trying things.
I was putting liquid places, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, be careful where you
hey, would you buy a folding TV?
A folding teepee?
TV. Television.
Oh, I thought you said teepee. I'm like, what the fuck? No. They still make those? Folding TV. You gotta show me. Yeah, you gotta show me what you're talking about. Can I remember Missy Elliott and MTV Cribs had a TV that,
and that came out of the Lamborghini?
Bed.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah, it was a Lamborghini car. It was a car bed. It was a really sweet car bed.
It was like, but it was at the footboard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was fire.
My roommates are going to get me a CB radio so I can talk to other car beds.
So.
Shout Grandma's Boy.
Here. Okay.
Maybe if instead of wrestling with your phone, you just pulled up your notes, you'd have all the links, but. That's neither here nor there.
I only messed with my phone for like a second.
I know. I just want to fuck with you. I haven't seen you.
You seen me yesterday. And again, thank
know,
you for
it was nice.
Thank you for yesterday.
I want to see you tomorrow too.
I don't.
Like, why would you need a folding TV?
Of course.
If you try to hide a TV in the
of
your
course
bed,
this is where I thought it was. Work,
but it's why does it
by
fold?
Looking
like,
around the
you seen
at,
it?
Yeah, looking at the people.
Oh, it's weird.
I don't like it.
You seen it?
I don't like that.
What place is that, Bob?
I don't know.
What is it?
What, the place?
Yeah, what's the place?
Oh, airport.
Yeah, the airport. In what town?
Oh, I...
what's the first letter of the town? Is it a CH?
Yo, I mean, what did you expect? A folding TV.
But that shit, you see it came out. Like,
yeah,
instead of coming out like...
What's the purpose? What's the purpose of a folding TV, though?
I don't know, I guess.
Especially like Bobby Light said, you're folding backwards.
Right.
Like, so, if you're now. In the kitchen, you're like, what the fuck is going on? Oh,
and then
can,
you got to turn it up. You got to turn your
no,
head.
No. Once it
taco
folds,
meat
no,
upside
once,
down?
No, once it folds, it like flips over.
Is that true?
Oh, no. I'm making this shit up. It better. The fuck? Nah, fuck that. All right, so let's say you're
I'll
in
you
one
what.
Room. You'll say you're in the living room, and I'm in the kitchen, and we have an open thing, and the TV's there. If I'm like cooking something and I say what's happening in the game and I fold the TV, you should have to be forced to watch a smaller version of the TV of the game, and when it folds back, it should flip over.
But
and I'm watching a small. We're both watching small versions.
Here's
like,
the thing about that is that it's horizontal fold.
That's weird.
If it was vertical fold like a book, it would be way better.
Oh yeah, it did stop. Damn. It did stop. I just thought that it was going to keep
but
going.
Instead of folding like this,
it didn't
it
keep
folds
going.
Like this. Yeah, and then it goes.
Oh, so if I'm upstairs, right, and I'm like by the banister, and I'm like, yo, what's going on? And
you
can
fold
the TV
to an L.
And I'm like, oh shit, he knocked him out. Damn, Tyson,
yeah, you know what
again.
You know what I could do? You know what I could do instead? I could just fucking sling it to your phone, and you're like, oh shit,
or
Tyson went again.
Or I can just fucking go to one of the TVs upstairs.
Yeah, we got mad TVs. We live in large. We got banisters in them.
And clearly, we live in large. We got
folding TVs and banisters.
TVs that do yoga. Like I don't get that shit.
Yeah, I'm about that banister life.
I'm not with the downward dog TV, so I'll say no. I'll pass on downward dog TV. Bobby Light, downward
fuck
dog.
Fuck that thing.
Yeah, fuck that thing. Adam?
Fuck that thing.
No, dude. I want it to fold the other way.
Me too. Like, clothes. Clothes so I can carry you around.
Like a briefcase?
What?
I'm not. You're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
No, you want it to fold completely.
I don't want it to fold. Yeah, you
want
it to.
You want it to keep
fold like this.
Yeah, you want it to keep going.
No, so it's like a book. So it can open up. So when it goes like this, there's more TV surface area on both sides.
I know. I want double fold. Me? I need double fold. I need to fold in.
You want
to
make a paper airplane TV?
No, I want it to fold in and then fold down and have a handle so I can grab it.
Oh, you fucking Morocco mole?
And I can make. No, I want my TV to work. It can work by the sun, like through solar power TV. So I can carry it around.
You fucking James Bond, dude?
Why not?
Why don't you just get a bigger phone?
Who the fuck wants a big ass phone that
size? Who wants a television that folds six times and goes in their hand?
Because we live by the beach. We can go to the fucking beach and plant our TV right there and watch the Olympics this summer.
You can get an iPad and do the same thing.
Who the fuck has an iPad?
Who's I don't under what if your
Who has nah, who has an iPad?
What if your iPad folded?
Boo! 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 That shit whack. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. I want my TV to fold. I want it to be this size. The TV I'm looking at right now in the sand. I'm bringing my TV and
it's an 80, by the way, beach in the studio, to the sand. 80. 80. You want an 80 inch, so it's going to fold twice and turn into a 20 inch television that's a suitcase.
Yes.
And it's got a handle on it.
You got a projector. Yeah.
Oh, but does the handle have the buttons to change the channels on it?
What?
You know, so you can change the channel while you're walking.
Oh, see.
Like a boombox.
Oh, so you want me to watch TV while I'm walking?
Yeah, like a boombox.
I mean,
you can hold it up on your shoulder and use a skateboard like Chad Muska.
Nah, I'm probably on my phone with headphones, so I'm good. People don't need to know.
You already got your phone in your pocket.
Yeah, I'm on my phone.
No, I'm trying to eliminate your phone.
Nah, we're not eliminating my phone. I'm not talking with that big-ass TV.
Hello?
Yeah, nah. Hell no. I'll wait until I get to the beach. I'm going to unfold my TV, turn that bitch on because it's solar powered.
Is it a touchscreen?
It could be.
This is your phone. This is the Bobby.
It's not a phone. It's a TV.
I mean, this is your television. This is the Bobby Vision.
All right. Yeah. You know what? Yes. It's a touchscreen. It's a touchscreen, so I don't need the remote.
And but no buttons on the handles.
No, ain't no button.
Do you turn it down? You clap?
Oh, yeah. No, there's buttons on the head. No, there's buttons on the hand. Not the handle of the damn... Of the
briefcase part?
Yeah, not the briefcase part. It's like a regular TV. So the handles will probably be underneath. More than likely, maybe on the side and the back.
But how are you going to carry like a briefcase?
That the handles ain't always on the same spot in the TV.
Oh my God.
Like, is that like that? Like, you're used to your TV, so you're like, you just go, you got a new TV now, so you go to the bottom looking for the power button. Power button on the back by the HDMI cord. Like, what the fuck are you doing back here?
What's the point?
Or it's right on the side of the TV. Like, come on. You ever seen the ones that's on the top? Like, on the top.
What's the
point? Who the fuck looks up at the top?
What's the point?
Who rubs the top of the TV?
I'm going to caress the angles. Yeah,
like, this shit ridiculous, but shouts to TVs.
So how many times is your Bobby Vision television going to fold?
No, just twice. It's going to fold twice, and then I'm going to plant it right in the sand.
It's
right.
Got kickstand legs that come out?
Yeah, it got legs just like this TV.
But it goes, choo-choo, and it sticks out.
Yeah.
That's the handle. The handle
see, now sticks you
out. No. The handle comes out and goes apart.
Boom. And I can stick it in the sand.
On the sand.
And I can watch and TV. Those little and legs. It's waterproof. It's waterproof, waterproof, waterproof.
And it's powered by the sun.
Powered by the sun. So now I'm chilling at the beach watching TV.
You got a folding chair and a folding TV.
And I'm and it got an alarm on it. So I'm going to leave my TV there. And you gotta have, and it's
then what is the point of making it folding?
And it's what do you mean?
Would you get the?
I don't like your questions.
The Apple Vision shit, those goggles.
Yeah, why don't you just get that? Why don't
who
you
the
just?
Who the fuck wants to do that? What am I, Cyclops?
No, you get the fucking Google goggles.
I don't want the Google goggles, yo.
Then you get a TV.
But then it's the whole world is a TV.
You don't fold that bitch.
I hear that if you look up like the whole ceiling or whatever you're looking at.
Everything is Google goggled.
Is what you're looking at. Nah, I'm good off that, man. Because I want to share.
Okay. So
people that's walking by or people that's next to me, maybe you want to watch the Olympics.
I do want to watch the Olympics on the beach with
you. So while I'm going back stroking.
Pause.
Yep. And
then I'm front stroking.
Yeah.
Not pause.
And yeah, so they're going to.
Women's gymnastics is on.
Other people can just watch the TV as long as they don't steal it. But it's it has the face detector thing on it. So it won't work. I got to look at my TV.
But what is the point? What is the point of...
You better ask the question that I'm getting mad at again.
No, go the
ahead,
foldable TV.
Oh, my God.
That's powered by the sun. That's mobile if you're going to leave it there.
I'm leaving so I can... I'm going to go swimming for a second.
Oh, not permanently.
No. No. I said I'm going backstroking.
Got it.
Robbed.
Nah, that's yeah. That's the name of the TV. That's the channel.
It's gonna get fucking
Rob stolen. Channel.
No, it's going. No, it has an alarm on it.
Somebody's gonna fold it up.
No, it's got Face ID on it. You didn't hear the part about the Face ID.
I hope they do fold it up. I hope they do fold it up because that's gonna be the last time it works. They unfold that shit. They
you can't unfold it unless you're holding the handles with the buttons on it and you got the Face ID. You aren't even listening to the part.
Once you close it, you got. It's like one of them old briefcases that has the number code on it.
Yeah.
Somebody with a CH is gonna hack it.
I mean, you can hack my shit. Don't steal it.
You can try, but their eyes have got it. You know what? I'm gonna just leave it at that.
I hack it, and it's gonna turn into a transformer. It's gonna fold up itself.
Well, I'm gonna.
And then it's gonna start scanning faces.
I'm gonna keep that.
And be like, your social credit score is bad.
I'm gonna keep that transformer.
That shit's gonna get stolen.
It's gonna protect me forever. Me and my family. So there we go.
What's its name?
Transformer?
Beach Vision.
I don't know, man. Foldy.
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 Oh, that's just old Foldy. He's there's sitting in the corner. Me in a fucking house of cards. I'm folding. They call me Origami.
Another show I've never seen, House of Cards.
Oh, the first season's good.
Never seen it.
Yeah, when he's like a full-on psycho, and then you like realize that he was just being himself, and you're like, oh.
What is House of Cards about?
The president. First episode, he kills a dog. Second episode, he fucks a dude.
What?
I'm being for real here. Third episode, he invades Iraq. Fourth episode, I think he fucks another dude.
Sounds like our government.
Yeah, it's really good. It's nice.
Never seen it. Oh, my bad. Damn, nah, never seen it. Now I don't want to.
So you don't fuck with a folding TV, Bobby Light.
Even a little bit.
Nah, the way that TV folds, like you said, it doesn't fold all the way. So nah, I'm not fucking with that TV.
Bro. Unless you're gonna like hide it somewhere, like what on the top it? Of a fucking fireplace or something. You know, hit a button, yeah. It comes out.
That'd be kind of fire.
But like,
please,
I don't know, put people. It in between two different rooms to try to just you know.
I mean,
get a swivel.
Get a double sided TV.
I can see if you have kids.
Just two TVs.
And like a sex scene comes on from like a PG-13 type movie.
Three TVs. Oh, and you want to cut out the top portion? We're like, oh, there's titties. Let's fold the TV.
Yeah, that.
Just so they see the blankets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it checks out.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But all that for that.
Three TVs.
You can just tell the kids to close their eyes.
I want three TVs.
My parents used to buy close your eyes. Did your parents used to say that to you?
Blinking. No, we're watching shit like that. We watch Jeopardy and Looney Tunes.
Yeah, but I'm saying you ain't never watched like a movie and something like dance.
No, we got hit. They were like, "You want to play Nintendo? How about you play Go Fuck Yourself?" And that's why I'm in therapy now, Bob. So I asked you to add to the notes, and you added two words: fear itself. Period. That's it.
Fear itself.
Yeah, I don't remember why.
Hmm?
Yeah, that's all you added. You added fear itself. You wanted to talk about fear.
No, I didn't.
Being afraid of a folding TV or something.
No, I didn't. I didn't. Maybe it got cut off. And it just
no, I promise you it wasn't. That is no, that's full
not what,
stop.
That's not
period
what
zero,
doing.
The end. That's one Jason Almey likes to say.
That is not.
It's the whole notes. But it got me thinking, if you had an opportunity to give your 16-year-old self advice, and now the advice can't be like invest in Google goggles or make a folding TV, you know, give Elon Musk money or in you know, invest in Facebook, what would it be? Because we were talking about how you want to leave a proper legacy for your son.
Time machine.
I don't think you're not picking up what I'm putting down here, Bobby.
Well,
you already have a time machine.
Oh.
That's how you're talking to your former self.
Okay, so let's see.
What do you want to say? And it can't be like
be Google, Apple, or anything.
The Yankees are going to win in 2009. Bet the house on it.
So I can't be Biff.
No, you're not trying to Biff. I got it.
Ooh, that's you wildin'.
That's
wildin'.
A lot. That's I'm a sorry.
Lot. That's a lot.
I'm getting FaceTimed.
All right, well, that's not our problem. That's your problem, and you need to pay
a
fine.
I will. I will fine.
And that's like a $2 fine.
That's fine with me.
All right, no. So I can't biff it. What you saying?
No, you can't biff it. You can't like make investments on your own behest.
All right, so let me think. Uber maybe?
A motherfucker.
None of those?
Advice for yourself.
Yeah, invest in fucking Uber.
You jamoke.
All right, now advice for myself, I'll probably be move.
Like, get the fuck out of New Jersey?
Yeah, like, move young. Move young. Come back to Jersey, but go. Like, just go. Move.
Explore. Be a part of the world.
I would tell myself, live
first. Laugh, love.
Move down south. I'll tell myself, move down south and experience down south and get your money up because it's cheaper down there.
Yeah.
Then after that, move to Cali just to experience Cali. And on the way back home from Jersey, before you move back to Jersey, live a couple years in New York. And then come home and boom. But that whole time, be grinding. That's what I'll tell myself. Facts. Get the fuck out of here.
And invest in Google goggles.
You pretty much make a quick circle around the world except for like the Midwest and the northern states.
He said, fuck Oklahoma City.
No, we're not going. No, we're not going that
part. We ain't going to Mississippi. No, they don't like us.
Down that south. The
they got racist robots there.
You're going to Florida. That's it. You can probably drive to Mississippi when you're driving to California. I mean, I drove through Mississippi going to Texas.
Yeah. I drove through Mississippi going to New Orleans.
I drove through Louisiana going to Texas.
That checks out.
I mean, I had to. Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas. You know what I'm saying? Dallas. Dallas.
I do know what you're saying.
But, yes, that's all I'll tell myself. My advice would be, bro, early. I'm talking like before you can even get in bar. So, I guess not. Maybe 19 and 20.
No, I'm talking about your 16-year-old self. You're giving yourself advice. That's what I mean.
At 16?
Yeah.
At 16, I would tell myself the same shit I just said, but I would add, do radio shit. Do anything radio.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're doing corny-ass radio for your college, for your high school. Invest in the radio. And as soon as you done doing whatever college shit or anything, leave. Like I said, leave.
Invent the podcast.
Leave and do radio in every state you go to.
Yeah.
And then come, like I said, you're going to end up in New York. You should have a name by then.
Facts.
All you'll be in New York radio. And then you can come back home to Jersey and live in Jersey and be in the radio. And then invest.
My advice would be very similar. It would be you're.
But you got to get out of here, though. You got to get out of here.
Don't be in a band.
No.
Do radio shit instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a lot easier to control. Right.
But would you stay?
In New Jersey? Mm-hmm. I don't want to stay in New Jersey right now.
Fair enough.
Facts. I think it's the same across the board.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Get travel. The fuck out of here. Travel, right?
And invest in
travel, it. Invest in yourself. Start jiu-jitsu way earlier.
That too.
Yeah.
Right.
And take care of your knees.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely tell myself, like, yo, don't ever stop working out.
Eat more avocados.
Don't ever stop working out. Stay healthy.
Stop jumping off the roofs.
Yeah.
I'm fucking.
That's a big one.
I would definitely go south first, though. Like I said, it's cheaper down south and all that shit. But the thing is, I know that the job prices match the living pay. That's why we get paid more. For the most part, I think it depends. Maybe depends on what job you have, but for the most part, you get paid more.
Yo.
So I know that it won't really make that much of a difference when you move down there. I'm not sure. I think it might not. I mean, because, well, I don't know. But still, collect your money. Get the fuck out of here. Work the job. Save money. Do radio. Don't stay in that state too long, though.
Right.
You gotta.
And
you,
stay away from Puerto Rican women.
Importantly, and stay away from women in general. Stay away from women in general.
Start hanging out with dudes.
Well, I'm just saying because they're not going anywhere.
Correct.
Unless the world is ending, women ain't going nowhere. Unless you plan on going to fucking prison or the world is ending, women will always be around, bro.
Yeah.
So don't invest your time in women.
That's way more replaceable of a thing than. Right.
Exactly. Because
to be 100% honest with you, mine is also in the same vein. Mm-hmm. It's like you have more value than those who are telling you that you have value.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I mean? You are worth more to the world. You have more of a shine that is being dimmed by the people that you're surrounding yourself with just because they're telling you. The reaffirming things that you're missing.
Especially at a young age.
Go to therapy. Protect your knees.
There we go, therapy.
Yeah. Protect your knees. And you know, don't get caught up in that bullshit.
No, don't get caught up in the bullshit, yo.
Just boy, was I fucking dumb about chicks.
It's me too, man.
You know what I mean?
Sure we all were, bro. Like you, and like I said, they're not going anywhere. So you could do everything we said, travel and do all that shit, and you come back, and we could still be with the same people that we're with now if we did all that shit, if you think about the time.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. If you did it, like if you really did it at like 19, 20 years old, bro, right. That's like you can be right. Moving around for like 10 to 12 years and come back home.
17-year-old me. Look, I know that it doesn't seem like he wants to hang out with you, but that guy, Rob Moore, you need to be more friends with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And you two ding dongs need to fucking start doing radio doing together.
Shit, yeah, bro. Like I'll definitely just start doing some shit. I'll tell myself like, yo, you might end up in some weird radio stations. You might be doing country music.
WDBX.
Just do it, yo.
My name is more about Rob Moore.
It's more about the name, and secondly, it's about making sure you get paid. So just it's your name, and so you just
it's your boy Big Bobby Bundles on WKKKKKBD.
I would do that shit. I swear I would do that shit. And you know the best part is like. I would have to tell myself, like, you need to travel. You need to, like, bounce around because then you'll get used to not, like, being in one spot, being comfortable.
Right.
Because it's not saying there's nothing wrong with staying around in one spot. But if you can get out, get the fuck out. So I guess that's everything I'm saying. I'm just going to tell Enzo. Get the fuck out of here, yo.
Yeah, well, that was the point of the conversation we were having the other day.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. It's like the advice that you wish that you got when you were a kid. You now have the opportunity to give. That being said, where can people find you on the internet?
Man, they can find me at your house, dog.
For facts.
Real, they can find me anywhere at your house, bro.
Bobby, what's your Instagram now?
Robert Skywalker.
The second?
Either one. First or second.
Nah, got it.
Find me at Bobby Morse NPC. I'm all over Twitter. I'll let you book.
Earth_2_Adam. Oh god, this is it. And every day is first class. Not bad for the kid who never made his first class. Yeah. I'm in homeroom with dime sacks. If you miss something, rewind that. Memories take you back to the time. Take the time to remember that you can't get the time back.
Nope.
Now your boy's invincible. Got me teaching niggas principles. It just make me wanna holler. You can't even get a dollar. This is the Rosa Parks. They want to front till you jump in the back. Shorty named Rosa, jump in the back. House party days, you get jumped in the back. Nowadays, the jump balls just jump in the back. Swish, my jumper is back. The bars is up, high jumper is back. Gonna make one of the gremlins jump from the back. Put the strap over the shoulder like the jumpers is back. I mean, what are we even talking about? Where's your top 10? You already know, boy, Yeezy Kruger. Kill shit, still move keys to guys, big kiss. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Oh, wait. Before we go, I just want to give a shout out and a RIP to Vincent Bezzetta.
100%.
Yeah. Mr. Bezzetta, you the man. I love always you. That. I appreciate you.
I'm thank you for everything.
Enzo about you. And my boy, good looks for coming to the funeral.
What are we even talking about?
That's why we've been going for a couple family weeks. Family shit. Because I've been dealing with the death in the family.
You didn't even have to tell anyone. Nobody gives a fuck.
I know, you were stalking
a robotic cage or whatever.
Yeah, you know. But we back to regular schedule programming, so, you know.
We back, baby.
No more sadness, man. No more sadness, bro. My son going to be one next month. No more sadness.
That's right. You feel me? You can hate it, but we don't give a fuck.
Nah, peace, and they selling plates. The love is for free, but they selling hate. Even selling weight to you when you're selling weight. Yeah. This that theme music. Some back on your theme music. The titties.